You call that a news update? This is a news update. It's Neighbourhood Watch.
All right. So in Australia today, we are seeing student strikes on climate change. So Zoe Gunadas from Radio Adelaide fills me in on what the day will look like.
So today, in just a few hours, I think, from when you're hearing this, there's a national walkout happening across Australia. So thousands of primary school and high school students and even some university students, I believe, are again planning to walk out of school across the country, and they're protesting against the government's inaction on climate change and what they see as the destruction of their future, because it obviously is their future. These are the young people that are walking into tomorrow. It's a movement inspired by a Swedish student, and the movement calls on students to partially strike from school to protest government inaction. More than 50 rallies in Australia are planned today in the capital cities and even in some regional towns that were planned for around 11 a.m. today. A similar strike was planned in November, and at these November protests, again, thousands of students took to the streets in Canberra and across the country. But in Canberra, they met with some Green senators and Labor MPs. And then also in November, they were told by the Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, to go to school, and also by another, our Resources Minister, I believe, said that they were learning to join the Dole queue, which is such a crazy thing to say to a bunch of teenagers who are taking action. Anyway, the leaders of the strike today, though, they said that these strikes, opposed to the November ones, have grown and have gained a bit more momentum, and they're also a little bit more wiser and a bit smarter in what they want. So they have these structured demands this year. So their three demands is to stop the Adani coal mine. The second one is to have no new coal or gas. And the third is to have 100% renewable energy by 2020.
Is there any word yet on a political response to those demands?
No, we haven't heard much from the Prime Minister, I know. For example, last year he did say, go back to school. Yeah, it would be interesting to see at the end of the day if politicians are responding to this. Unfortunately, there has been a bit of a, which I didn't really want to talk about, but there's been a bit of a backlash with conservative media in Australia. A lot of them are just sort of saying, you know, get back to school. Where are the responsible adults in this? Like, think of the children. They need to go to school. And there's all these really dumb excuses. And it's really quite funny. The fuddy-duddies, the conservative media of Australia, are really making sure they have their two cents in the situation. But in terms of political response, not yet. But hopefully today's rallies are really are really big and are really heard. They'll be striking out the front of Parliament Houses as well. So, hopefully we hear something. It'll be really interesting to see how our politicians and leaders and even schools, whether schools are letting kids strike or not. It'll be interesting to see the responses and how things have panned out after today.
I'll shift on to Scott Morrison's International Women's Day speech.
Yay.
So he seems to have stuck his foot in his mouth again. It was described as tone deaf. Can you explain why?
Because it was totally tone deaf and awful. It's literally become global news. So my Prime Minister, Laura Scott Morrison, has said some really shocking things on International Women's Day. He's come under fire for this speech. It was to the Chamber of Minerals and Energy in Western Australia. He was giving the speech in which he said it was not our values to push some people down to lift some people up. He said that it is true of gender equality. He said we want to see women rise, but we do not want to see women rise only on the basis of others doing worse. Which is just, isn't that a comment and a half? So after these comments, there came a huge flood of backlash, obviously, especially from prominent women politicians. It also had a lot of international buzz and was picked up in the news around the world, including the CNN, who gave a fairly scathing news report about it. And in that news report, they actually noted his hypocrisy because they called out the stat, and it's just the stat is that 22% of sitting Liberal Party members, so Scott Morrison's party, the Liberal Party, only 22% of those sitting members across Australia are women. And then he sort of gave this half-hearted apology, which was almost just as bad. He sort of did the whole, but I'm a dad to two daughters, how could I possibly hate women speech. So he said, as a father of two daughters, I have three wonderful women in my life, which was so lovely. He says, that was sarcastic, sorry. I'm a champion for women, for them, out of direct self-interest. So, you know, again, it's kind of exhausting. The apology goes on a bit more. It just sort of, it's that whole apology where he's trying to, you know, women shouldn't have to be related to you for you to respect them, especially when you're a leader of the country. Mm. What else did he go on to say? He said, no Australian against Australian. I want to see all Australians brought together to focus on this. But again, the reason why it was so tone deaf is that women are constantly pushed down because men are being lifted up in this country and around the world. So, yeah, thanks, my Prime Minister. I really appreciate that.
That was Neighbourhood Watch. Ripper.